Follow-up note on a pigeon Cardo office, M. Orlando. Fax carbon copy of this report to Manny Shahidi, M-A-N-I, Shahidi, S-H-A-H, I-E-D-I, physician assistant, 303-940-5943. Orlando is here for follow-up. He's doing about the same. He reports still feeling of lightheadedness and disbalance when he's getting up fast. There was no falls period. He's using fludrocortisone 0.1 milligram a day period. CT angiogram showed a 50% stenosis over the left carotid artery in period. The patient still taking aspirin a day and anti-lipids agents in that period. He was previously diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and dysautonomia due to diabetes in that period. Medications were reviewed in that period. On the examination today, actually his blood pressure was normal, 130/80, and pulse was 80 in a horizontal sitting and standing position on that period. I found no carotid bruit, cranial nerves were intact. He was swaying in a Romberg test on that period. Vibratory perception was reduced in the lower extremities. Impression number one, multifactorial gait disorder. Number two, peripheral neuropathy with dysautonomia and diabetes. Next, 50% of the left middle cerebral artery stenosis on that period, new paragraph. Recommendation, the patient will continue fludrocortisone, aspirin, anti-lipids agent, and diabetic agents. I will refer him to see physical therapist for gait stabilization program, and I will see him in a follow-up in 3 months period. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD. Then we might repeat transcranial Doppler test in 6 months to see whether middle cerebral artery stenosis will be progressing period.